Well, I'm joined here at the Bangor University Stadium by City's manager, Nev Powell. 2-0 defeat at home to reigning champions TNS. Case of deja vu from the game a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, same results, but I thought we played really well first half. You know, we were in it, especially after conceding a goal such early in the game. You know, the lads done really well and played some good stuff and probably created the better chances first half, and we were unable to take one of them. We went in 1-0 down. Obviously, as the game wore on, we got a bit more tired, which you'd fully expect after the month the players have had with the trips and you say playing TNS twice, but you know, no complaints. You know, the lads give it their all tonight. There was lads out there that hadn't been playing with injuries, and a couple played with knocks. So we've got to make sure we take the positives from tonight and take it onto the park with us against Newtown on Saturday, because, as you say, we've got some good winnable games coming up, and we've got to start winning football matches now.
Yeah, I mean, we're on a pretty disappointing run at the moment. We obviously need to pick up points to get ourselves up the table. But in general, the way we're playing at the moment, there's not that much wrong with it, is there?
There's not. You know, we've got to, as you say, when them chances come along, we've got to start taking one or two of them. You know, you look at Haverford West on Saturday when we had a couple of chances first half. You've got to take them at this standard, and you know, maybe we're relying on the defence to keep clean sheets and, you know, keep them out. But we've got to start taking them half chances and giving ourselves a chance. You know, so it's been a tough night, but the lads acquit themselves well, and I say for long periods they played really well, and we have changed our style of play. We've changed the personnel, and all we need to do now is change a couple of results and get a couple of wins on the board and get up that table, because it's a lot tighter, the table, isn't it, than it was this year. So that's in our favour.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously no weak teams in the division as such. Newtown actually doing quite well at the moment. They're missing Shane Sutton at the back. Any particular style of play that we're going to go for next week?
We'll go as we have been, you know, trying to pass it. You know, Newtown on the passing side as well, so it should be an entertaining game. You know, we generally do well down there, so hopefully we can get the lads back fit. You know, Ashley Young will be back and Adam Cameron's hopefully will be back. You know, they were out tonight, and we look at our bench there, we had all youngsters on the bench, and we had to put three of them on, so it's been a good learning curve, good experience for them. And as you say, we'll train Tuesday now and go next week Newtown, and then obviously Rail and Port Talbot. We've got some good games coming up, and we've got to start winning football matches.
Yeah, because I mean, like I say, it's a tight division. Everybody's capable of taking points off each other, so we just need to start picking those
points
up.
Start picking points, and as you say, if the lads, the young lads in there, and they don't like losing, and it's mine and Derek and the coaching staff's job to make sure they keep their heads up and, you know, keep enjoying their football, because they do look like they're enjoying it and they're playing some good stuff. You know, they've more than matched TNS at times there tonight with the ball on the floor. So, but as you say, we've got to have that bit of cutting edge in front of goal.
Yeah, agree. Okay, thanks, Nev. Right, cheers. Mate.